Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up tonight at 6:30 p.m., it's the 7th annual Natchitoches NSU Multicultural Christmas Concert that's going to be held in Treen Auditorium at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are Shane Rasmussen, director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University, along with Jennifer Carley from the Cane River Children's Services. And they're going to talk about this special concert with me tonight. Jennifer and Shane, I want to thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start out and give me a rundown of this concert. First of all, how did the concert actually begin? How did the concept of this concert come about?
Well, you know, we wanted to let the community speak for itself and have that venue for everyone to come together. And we also wanted another way to spread the holiday cheer. And so the nonprofit at one time that we were supporting was Doves. Sadly, that left the community. But now we're supporting the Cane River Children's Services, and both of them, we are proud to sponsor Doves, and we are just as proud to sponsor this new, very deserving nonprofit that does so much good in the community. And so this is the opportunity for folks to come out and to look at the wonderful talent and just the enthusiasm for the season, and also just to have a sense of that so many people are involved and do care about these issues.
You know, Christmas around the world, I mean, so many in America, you know, we grow up with the Dickens story. We grow up with certain Eastern European Christmas songs like Good King Wenceslas and things like that. But it's primarily Eurocentric, and we don't really grasp that there's celebrations going on all over the world that draw in the local traditional culture, color, and fabric of life into the celebration of this story. And that's one of the things, as I've explored holiday music from multiple cultures, I find that my view growing up has been somewhat limited, just primarily because that's, you know, I grew up in the 60s. We had three channels. We didn't have all of the information that we have today.
Exactly.
So tell us about some of the expressions of culture around the world that you've become, you know, through your work at the Folklife Center and the like, and how rich it really is, the fabric out there.
Well, you know, one of the neat things that we had a few years ago was the Tunica Biloxi. And they came up with their children's choir, and they sang some really cool songs in their native language. And so, and that was kind of a treat to see that these things are going on all around the world, like you said, and throughout the married communities, because, you know, we are a rich community in Natchitoches because we're representative of Louisiana, which is so diverse.
Right.
When you think about, you know, I mean, in my church, for example, I go to the Latter-day Saint Church, and there's a way of worshiping, and I'm part of that choir. But there's not a lot of praise dancing. And so, you know, it's been a neat thing for me to see these dancers come out and do just a wonderful job. Right. I mean, it really makes you just want to get up and shout for joy with them. And because they literally are just praising the Lord and praising the spirit of the season and trying to draw you in with the power of their dance.
Right.
And that is neat. You know, so having this kind of ecumenical concert gives you the ability to see how rich your own community is, because, I mean, so many of us, for understandable reasons, we go to our own church and we don't see what's going on in these other faith-based groups. So when they come aboard and they all get involved together, it's a neat experience.
One of the things that I really loved a couple years ago is the percussion and the beat of the drum, and how that adds just real life to Christmas music that we may not normally hear. So I think it's a really awesome experience to see the different groups perform.
For me, like, I grew up in a Presbyterian, which, you know, we're kind of somber Presbyterians, you know. There's beautiful, rich choral music, but it's always very subdued in tone. And then I started going to, like, African-American churches and other churches where the energy level is quite different than that. And it wasn't foreign to me. It was a new way of looking at the celebration of life that I took away from all of that. There's a thousand ways to celebrate the joy of the season. You just got to open your heart to all the music and the dance and the culture and the food and the colors and everything that go on.
That's a very good point, because it's not like we're celebrating something different.
No.
You know, we're celebrating hope. Yeah. We're celebrating the fact that people can come together and be part of something bigger than themselves. It's kind of like the spirit of Red River Radio itself. I mean, right. This is a listener-supported station. Well, it's a concert that is supported by the people that go. You know, it's a free concert. Right. We want you to come. And if you don't have time to pick up a can of food or something like that, then you know what? Come anyway. Bring one next year.
Yeah.
But if you can, you know, there are some things that Canaan for Children's Services, in the spirit of the season, you know, I mean, there's some things that they could use. Jennifer, what are some of the things that they could use this year?
Well, we have a variety of ages of children, so board games are always something fun.
Yeah.
I think it's family-based and family-oriented. They're interactive, and so our staff are always looking for ways to play games with the kids.
Right.
The one that's always, I think, kind of stands out to me as a child is the Twister, mm-hmm. and how fun that can be, you know, when you get all twisted right. up with different people.
I enjoyed that back when I had limbs that moved.
Yeah, there you go. there's bed in a bag. Twin mm-hmm. size beds, because a lot of our kids are trying to become independent and learn uh-huh. how to get out on their own. So that's something basic that somebody can take pride in and keep with them. Also money, of course, you know,
right.
we're always yeah. open to whatever somebody can donate, because we will definitely use it to find what a particular child might have on their wish list.
Oh, that is so true. Because, you know, some kids, they get their heart kind of settled on one thing that's going to make them happy, even though they might forget it next year. You know, still that light mm-hmm. that comes on when they open that up.
Right. It's awesome to see their face light up when that yeah. happens. And we try to do a balance of both want and need.
Right.
But it's really neat to see somebody get something that they really have wanted for a long time.
Well, let's go into some of the services that you provide at the Cane River Children's Services, because you are filling a desperate need down there. So tell us what you're doing for the community and how other folks can get involved.
Okay. Our mission at Cane River is to reach out and help children and families in the community who are at risk for either mental health issues or behavioral health issues, and to try to find ways to help them on the path to recovery. Mm. So we have a variety of services. We have a group home for girls. We specialize in sexual abuse and behavior disorders. We've got a couple transitional living homes for older children mm-hmm. who are aging out of foster care that need to learn how to live on their own. We have a therapeutic foster care program for younger children who finish group home and then need a family, a therapeutic family to live with. And then just recently, about 3 years ago, we started a community counseling center. So we're reaching out past ourselves and into the community to offer mental health services to people in need.
And this could be for parents who are literally struggling, you know, a new child, I don't know what to do, I'm broke, you know, the stress is getting to me, I need some help.
Yes, yes. And then you mentioned earlier, Shane, that the Doves program had closed a couple years
right,
ago.
Right.
And so we've also picked up some of their services.
Is that right?
In child advocacy and working with victims of domestic violence. So we do child support groups in the community. We use some of these funds to just provide enrichment and activities and things that the kids need.
Yeah. I mean, this listening to what you're saying, think of this service was not available in Natchitoches.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the need that would be real, but unserved. And so this is really an essential service that you're providing. Who cannot come together for the strength and for the safety and security of our children?
And the reality is, as a state, we're responsible for our children.
Yes.
And there are more and more foster or children coming into foster care.
Yeah.
So we need to find ways to provide for them in safe environments and welcoming hearts, unconditional love. What the season's about.
And here's a thought. I mean, you know, I love giving Christmas gifts. I love, you know, I mean, I still have some gifts that I gave my mother back before she passed away. And then, of course, they reverted back to me. So those are fond memories. But if you want a gift that's going to go a long way, you think about maybe like a craft or a board game or a basketball or a volleyball or anything like that, that's not just going to be played with by one child. It might be played with by 100
that's
or
right.
500 children over the next 10 years. You know, a $30 gift could actually mean the difference to a lot of children's lives, because they have something like that to play and to enjoy themselves and to learn the rules of the game and the rules of life and to
right.
learn about life and the things like that.
And so. Your gift, in a way, could be you know, one of those tools of healing mm-hmm. that a lot of these kids might need. I mean, this is a real thing. This is kind of as a community where the rubber hits the road and we come together. You know, the concert is tonight at 6:30, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Treene Auditorium on the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts campus, which is right adjacent to the NSU campus in Natchitoches. Jennifer, if someone is not able to attend the conference, how can they make a donation? Yeah. How can they make contribution?
Oh, they are welcome to call us at Cane River Children's Services. The number is 318-352-9349. And there are a lot of people who would be most happy to talk with them.
Right.
Sometimes people don't have finances to give, but they might have time to give. Mm-hmm. So we also have mentor programs. There's a lot of different variety of things that if people have a special skill, they can work with a class and teach the kids different things.
Like a craft or,
yes,
or a skill?
Yes, uh-huh. exactly. Uh-huh. We have people that come in and are speakers from different parts of the community because our goal is to help the children learn about the community and to reach out and find different ways to build healthy relationships.
Right. Right.
Well, one of the key things that I think a lot of folks can offer to children at any time, and that is if you're already, you know, educated and you can do math and read, then there are tutoring, you know, because
absolutely.
If you fall behind in the second or third grade, you can catch up relatively easily. But if you're three or four grades behind by the time you get to six, seven, and eight, it's a lot harder. And it's easier to teach kids at one, two, and three and to tutor them. So it's better to get them young. Not only do you stop the problem from, you know, exacerbating, but it's also fun. They're cute at that age.
And the reality is that children who experience abuse in their homes or in their communities, a lot of times they stagnate at whatever grade that it begins.
Right.
And so a lot of them are behind in school.
Exactly.
So tutoring is an awesome way that somebody could share their time and their talents.
Right.
Well, we happen to have a young person with us right now. And Audrey, you have been to quite a few of these concerts.
All of them.
Can you tell me, you know, what is it that you like about these concerts?
I like the music and I like how they have a box here that everyone can put stuff in to give to orphans.
This is a chance, really, I think, to, you know, to extend the spirit of Christmas giving beyond yourselves.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, let's face it, most of us spend time giving gifts to, you know, our family members and our loved ones and a few friends, but there is something quite different about giving a gift to somebody who is not known by you, a total stranger, and yet you know it might make all the difference
exactly.
in the world in that person's life. That's really, I think, if you want to get down to the spirit of the season, there was a gift given to everybody by someone who didn't even know most of us who are living today. And we can debate the theology of that, but let's just say I wasn't around 2,000 years ago when all this happened, so I wasn't even a name on a list then, you know? And so that gift, it carries forward. And that's pay it forward is kind
exactly.
of the thing of it all, you know?
You know? And that gift enables us to rise above our imperfections, to become better people.
Right.
But not just that, to inspire us to then go give the same thing. Like you said, pay it forward. You know, and there's a lot of people. You know, this concert is neat.
Yeah, let's talk about the people, because all of these people on this concert are giving the gift of music to their community.
You
Can
bet.
You go
and
through
of
some
them,
of these folks?
They've worked really hard. The Natchitoches Central High School and Choir, the LSMSA Chorale, directed by Lisa Benner, and also the LSMSA Dance Ensemble, choreographed by Audra Allen. We've also got Danica Johnson and Jessica Nolan, Chris Abbey, Samuel Lane, Betty Holden. These are NSU students. And they're fantastic. And faculty member Suzette Housel. And then the Angels Praise Dance Team. Could you tell us about that, Jennifer?
We have a wonderful staff member, Sharika, who has put together her talents. And she's choreographed different routines. And a lot of our kids participate with community members and put together praise dances. And they perform throughout the year, but they'll also be performing tonight. So we're real excited to go out and cheer them on.
Yeah, it's really cool. And they're kind of a high point of each concert. And we got Anna Slay is going to sing some solos. And every year, I don't know that we could do it without them, the Detention Center Choir.
Mm-hmm.
And they do such a fantastic job of bringing in the season. And then, of course, every year we close with the group singing of Silent Night. And it is just a neat, it's a very warming experience.
Especially that tune.
Yes.
You know, there's a few Christmas carols that really send the hairs on the back of my neck up. And I get that chill down. And that's one of those, especially when it's sung with a full choir.
Yes.
In that low hushed tone. Quite riveting and quite evocative of what it's all about. So, well, do you guys have any final thoughts? And then we'll get to how folks can find out more information.
We want to have you join us. Join us for a fun and moving event tonight with the Natchitoches NSU Multicultural Christmas Concert, our seventh. And it's not going to be the end.
Yeah, and Cane River Children's Services is a place of healing and hope for children and families. And so I just think it ties in beautifully with this season of hope and this season of love. And so come out and share that with us tonight. We would be honored to have you.
Shane and Jennifer, I want to thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Shane Rasmussen, director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University, along with Jennifer Carley from the Cane River Children's Services. They joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios to discuss the 7th annual Natchitoches NSU Multicultural Christmas Concert that's going to be held tonight at 6:30 p.m. in Treen Auditorium at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts. And for more information, you can call 318-357-4332. That's 318-357-4332. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
The song, the song, I am a tree with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea.